a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heaven. A time to be bold and a time to die, a time to plan and a time to look good, a time to cure and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give.
If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free? Jesus replied, very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed.
Abraham
is our father, they answered. If you were Abraham's children,
said Jesus,
then you would do what Abraham did. The only father we to them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I have come here from God, I have not come on my own. God send me.
Yet because I tell the truth, you do not believe me.
Can any of you prove me guilty of sin? If I'm telling the truth, why don't you believe me? Whoever belongs to God hears what God says. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God. Very truly I tell you, whoever obeys my word will never see death. Are you greater than our father Abraham? He died and so did the prophets. Who do you think you are? Jesus replied, if I glorify myself, my glory means nothing. My Father, whom you claim as your God, is the one who glorifies me. They know you do not know him,
I know him.
If I said I did not, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him and obey his word. Your father Abram rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day. He saw it and was glad. Very truly I tell you, Jesus answered, before Abraham was born,
I am and was in the beginning.
I am and give my life for those.
What do people gain from all the labors? which they toil under the sun. Generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever. The sun rises and the sun sets and hurries back to where it rises. The wind blows to the south and turns to the north. Round and round it goes, ever returning on its course. All streams flow into the sea, yet the sea is never full to the place the streams come from. There they return again. All things are wearisome. More than one can say the eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear its fill of hearing. What has been will be again. Again, there is nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which one can say, look, this is something new? It was here already long ago. It was here before our time. No one remembers the former generations, and even those yet to come will not be remembered. My God writes it all down. Keeps track of us, there is no fear. When you know he wants you to live, wants you to be forever with him. He's making you into a new person to walk with him. Christ gave his life for you.
Love is not a game. I will cause your world to witness about the coming of Jesus in power. It's the hour of decision. What will it be? Up or down? Right or left is your choice. Choose now. The tribulation is coming. Judgment has arrived. It's time for a decision. What is yours? God is alive. Are you going to survive on earth, in heaven? The church is asleep. Wake up, brother. Sound the alarm. Jesus is Lord. He is alive. Seals and trumpets in hand. Judgment has arrived. Choose up. Choose down, choose now. You got one shot to witness about the coming of Jesus in power. It's the hour of decision. What will it be, up or down? Right or left, it's your choice. Choose now. The tribulation is coming. Judgment has arrived. It's time for a decision. What is yours? God is alive. Are you going to survive on earth? Church is asleep. Wake up, brother. Sound the alarm. Jesus is Lord. He is alive. Seals and trumpets in hand. Judgment has arrived. Choose up. Choose down. Choose now. Choose now. You got one shot to witness about the coming of Jesus in power. It's the hour of decision. What will it be, up or down? Right or left, it's your choice. Choose now.
Is this coming with his garments stained crimson? Who is this robed in splendor, striding forward in the greatness of his strength? It is our Jesus proclaiming victory, mighty to save. Why are your garments red like those of one treading? Salvation for me and my own wrath sustained me. I trampled the nations in my anger. In my wrath I made them drunk and poured their blood on the ground. I am that I am. Jesus, the physical manifestation of God. Because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim.
Don't you know I love you with all my heart? Don't you know I love you with all my heart? I have given you my all.
Don't you know I love you with all my heart? Don't you know
is this? How is this? my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in them. Just as a living Father sent me and I live because of the Father. So the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your ancestors ate manna and died. But whoever feeds on this bread will live forever.
Oh, what should I drink and what should I eat? I drink the love of God, I eat the peace of God. Kindness and mercy are my food and drink. This I will eat and this I will drink. The way of my Lord, to yield to the Father and lay down his life for others. Oh, what should I drink and what should I eat? I drink the love of God, I eat the peace of God. Kindness and mercy are my food and drink. This I will eat and this I will drink. The way of my Lord, to yield to the Father and lay down his life for
relationships with one another. Have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross.
Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place, gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. Dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Crooked generation, then you will shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life. And then I will be able to boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor in vain. But even if I'm being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your face, I am glad.
Peace, let my justice will become a light to the nations. My righteousness draws near speedily. My salvation is on the way, and my arm will bring justice to the nations. The islands will look to me and wait in hope for my arm. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, look at the earth beneath. The heavens will vanish like smoke, the earth will wear out like a garment, and its inhabitants die like flies, but my salvation will last forever. My righteousness will never fail. Hear me, you who know what is right, you people who have taken my instruction to heart. Do not fear the reproach of mere mortals, or be terrified by their insults. For the moth will eat them up like a garment, the worm will devour them like wool. But my righteousness will last forever, my salvation through all generations.
Of the sea, so that the redeemed might cross over. Those the Lord has rescued will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them. And sorrow and sighing will flee away.
The cowering prisoners will soon be set free. They will not die in their dungeon, nor will they lack bread.
For I am the Lord your God, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar. The earth, and who say to Zion,
You are my people.
To you who are listening, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, turn to them the other also. If someone takes your coat, do not withhold your shirt from them. Give to everyone who asks you. And if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. Because he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked, be merciful, just as your Father is merciful.
Deny myself nothing my eyes desire. I refuse my heart no pleasure. My heart took delight in all my labor, and this was the reward for all my toil. Yet when I surveyed all that my hands had done and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Nothing was gained under the sun. Wisdom and folly are meaningless. Then I turn my thoughts to consider wisdom, and also madness and folly were more.
can the king's successor do than what has already been done? I saw that wisdom is better than folly, just as light is better than darkness. The wise have eyes in their heads, while the fool walks in the darkness. But I came to realize that the same fate overtakes them both. Then I said to myself, the fate of the fool will overtake me also. What then do I gain by being wise? I said to myself, this too is meaningless. For the wise, like the fool, will not be long remembered. The days have already come when both have been forgotten, like the fool. Spirit would dwell within, and Christ's forgiveness for our imperfections covers a multitude of pain. God bathe us in His love so the light shines forever upon us. The water pours from His soul so we can be fresh and never old. When you come to God, you are never alone. Christ died so
we could be born into a new covenant where God's Spirit would dwell within, and Christ's forgiveness for our imperfections covers a multitude of pain. God bathes us in His love so the light shines forever upon us. The water pours from His soul so we can be fresh and never old. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him and He will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. Do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent His rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those He loves, as a father delights in his children.
Sons and daughters of God, bathe in His light and love. Fill you hearts with love. Drink and eat from the Spirit of God. Be one with love and compassion. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own and understand. In all your ways submit to Him and He will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Sons and daughters of God, bathe in His light and love. Fill your hearts with love. Drink and eat from the Spirit of God. Be one with love.